Governor Andrew Cuomo delivered his joint State of the State and budget message yesterday, proposing a $141.6 billion spending plan that in part sets up a showdown with teachers and education advocates. We get more from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
The governor wants 100 more charter schools and an overhaul of teacher evaluations, which he says are baloney because virtually all teachers are rated as adequate.
98% of the teachers rated effective. Who are we kidding, my friends?
Cuomo wants 50% of teacher evaluations to be based on standardized tests. The rest would be from observations from at least one independent evaluator. Cuomo also wants to stiffen requirements for teacher tenure, with only those teachers who score highly on their evaluations for five consecutive years considered for tenure. Non-tenured teachers could be dismissed at any time for any reason. Cuomo took a direct strike at teachers' unions and their allies who are seeking billions of dollars a year in additional funding, repeating his mantra that more money is not the answer. He says the spending has only led to a bloated bureaucracy.
It was not about creating an educational industry that then supports ancillary organizations. Let's remember the children in this process. And then we'll wind up doing the right thing.
The governor is also challenging state lawmakers on the left and the right of the political spectrum. He's tying enactment of the DREAM Act, which would provide tuition aid for children of undocumented immigrants and favored by progressives, with an education tax credit for donors to public and private schools. It's championed by conservatives as well as the Catholic Church. And Cuomo is raising the stakes, telling lawmakers he will only agree to a major increase in school aid if they agree to his total package of reforms.
And if we make these reforms, I am prepared to make a very large investment in education.
Up to $1.1 billion extra dollars, Cuomo says. Predictably, legislative leaders raised objections to linking all of the reforms into one package. Senate Republican Majority Leader Dean Skelo says his members have already voted against the DREAM Act.
The DREAM Act is a no-go. We don't believe that we should be spending taxpayer dollars on people that are here illegally while other kids are saddled with student loans.
Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver says he doesn't see any urgency to raise the charter school cap right now, and he's against the education tax credit.
I'm not sure that providing corporate tax relief is the way to provide the relief to parents.
Teacher unions and their allies vowed to fight the proposal. Billy Easton with the Alliance for Quality Education says a campaign of rallies and other actions is planned.
I think you're going to see unprecedented unity between parents, teachers, students, and community members in response to this.
He says the ball is now in the court of the state legislature. If the education changes remain tied to the state spending plan, then all of the issues will have to be settled by the end of March. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.